Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and I'd like to welcome you this morning on behalf of Independence Baptist Church. You know, it's been such a blessing for us to be able to join you each week and to talk about the Word of God. Now, this month, we'll be talking about a very interesting and extremely misunderstood topic, and that deals with the beginning of the world. You know, it should be no surprise that Pastor Reynolds' text for this morning is going to be found in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. So if you have your Bibles handy, please turn there and follow along as Pastor Reynolds talks about the creation of the universe.
This morning, I'd like to take my text from the book of Genesis, chapter number 1, and verse number 1. This is the very first verse in the entire Bible, and this verse sets the precedence that we're going to find throughout the entire Scripture. Read it with me. Genesis 1, verse 1. The Bible says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." Wow! This is a fact that many would love to disallow. And they might even say that this verse is not so, but they cannot really disallow. The creature can never say to the Creator, "Why, you didn't make me." You know, there's many well-educated scientists who do not believe that the Bible has created the heaven and the earth, even though the Bible very clearly states He did. The whole argument boils down to very simple terms. Do you believe the Bible is true, or do you believe the Bible is untrue? Let's read Genesis 1, verse 1 again. The Bible says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." I know that I faced much controversy over this one simple fact, that God had created the entire world. The Bible even says in Genesis 1, verse 31, that when God got all through with all the creation, that He looked upon all the earth and He said, "It is very good." You know why? Because God had created it, and God said that it was very, very good. I find this, that many books in the New Testament refer to the book of Genesis. Every writer believes that Genesis is literally inspired. Let me just read a few of these to you, okay? The Bible says in the book of Ephesians 3, in verse number 9, "And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ." If we can just get this one fact in our minds, that Jesus Christ, by the power of God in Him, has created everything on this earth. That God even created this earth. That God even created all the heavens. That God created the sun and the moon and the stars. And God created the entire universe. And it is in existence for the honor and for the glory of Almighty God. In the book of Colossians, chapter number 1, verse 16 and verse 17, the Bible says here, "For by Him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist." Wow, that's Colossians 1, verse 16 and verse 17. The Bible states there that all things were created by Jesus Christ. That's whether it's a throne, whether it's a dominion, whether it's a power, whether you can see it or whether you can't. All things were created by Jesus Christ. Do you know why Jesus Christ created all things? The Bible says, "And for Him, for His own glory, and for His own honor." In Revelation 4 and verse number 11, the saints cry out in the end of this entire world. They cry out unto God and they say, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. Why? Why should we give God all the glory and all the honor and all the power? The Bible states in verse number 11 of Revelation 4, For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Wow! You know, the Bible goes very specifically, and it speaks about the creation of God, and God knows everything about all of the creation. The Bible states in the book of Psalms 89, verse 11 and verse number 12, that God created the North Pole and the South Pole. It is God that has done that. Look what the Bible says. The heavens are thine. The earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. The north and the south, thou hast created them. Wow, look at that. The Bible says that God has made everything. He's even made the north and the south pole. God has created all this. Do you know what? God makes clouds. God causes the rain to fall out of the clouds. God is a marvelous, wonderful God. He has done it all. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah 40 and verse number 26 that God has created everything upon this earth. The Bible says, Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, and bringeth out their host by number. He called them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power. Not one faileth. The Bible in Isaiah 40, verse number 26, states very specifically that we ought to lift up our eyes on high, because we ought to see God who has created all these things. Wow. Look in the book of Isaiah 45, verse 6 and verse 7. Did you know that God has formed light? He has also created darkness. God makes peace, that God creates evil. Look at this passage. Isaiah 45, verse 6 and verse 7 states, That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord. And there is none else. The Bible said in verse number 7, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Israel was supposed to worship and adore God who made everything. We ought to do the same thing. We ought to worship God because He has made us. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, David proclaimed. And yet, he is made in the very power of God. Even before David was ever born, God knew him in the womb. That's just the way we were. Nothing ever slips by God. God is so great. He can create all kinds of different creatures that man are just now finding out about. But God already knows about all of those. But just in case, there might be somebody that doesn't believe yet, Jesus Christ himself said in Mark 10 and verse 6, the Bible says, But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. This is a wonderful statement. God has made man and God has made woman. God has put them on the earth, and God has desired that they be in charge of everything. Wow, that's what God has done. He is a wonderful God. You know, the Bible teaches us the only exact history of the age of the earth. You think about this. If you want to know the exact history of this entire world in which we live, all you have to do is just to read it in the Bible. And Genesis 1:1 is a good place to start. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. You think about that. That all this earth, that all the heaven, that all the things that we see has been created by Almighty God. But one time, I was rebuked very much because I preached a message on the 6,000-year earth. Did you know there's people that don't believe that? Well, there is. There's people that think that the world is millions and millions of years old. But it's not. You know, one time, it took me about 30 years or so, but I wrote a book that's called The 6,000-Year Earth. It was amazing to me that God had created the world. And I looked in the Bible. I used only the Bible as a source book. And there, I wrote this book called The 6,000-Year Earth. And that book is now on our church's website. But it's there as a token of the power of Almighty God. God can do all kinds of things. He can do much more than we ever could even imagine that He could do. A lot of people don't believe that God made the earth in just 6 days, but He did. But if we would just leave aside all the thoughts that we have, if we would just leave aside all the other stuff that comes into us, if we just concentrate on the Word of God, if we just use the Bible as a text, then we would find that God has created this world in 6 literal 24-hour days. I mean, that's what the Bible proves to us. The fact is, before a person can know Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord, that person must first of all realize that they've been created by God, and that God will judge our eternal soul when we die. This is an evident fact. We've been created by God, and God will judge every person that's ever lived upon the face of this earth. A person must believe that they came from God, and that God is going to hold them accountable to Himself. Therefore, they must submit themselves to Almighty God. Now, I'm not saying that a person must accept, that he must know, that he must understand that the world is only 6,000 years old in order to be saved. I don't think they got to believe that. You see, when I was lost, I didn't even know about creation. But all I knew was that I was accountable unto God who made me. I knew I was going to stand before Him one day in judgment. Therefore, I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ. And after I was saved, it was some years after I was saved, I understood the 6,000-year earth. God creating the entire universe really solves the problem of sin. It solves the problem of death, sickness, crime, and trouble. You see, God didn't create all of this wicked stuff, but we have all this wicked stuff because of sin. These facts give us a very important viewpoint into this new earth, which is to come.
You know, we pray that this morning's message has been a blessing to you. And if you have any more questions on this topic, we'd love for you to log into our website at www.independencebaptist.org. And on the website, simply find the link that's located on the left side of the screen called 6,000 Year Earth. And a copy of the book that Brother Wayne mentioned can be downloaded directly from the website. If you have interest in that topic and you want to know what the Bible itself says about creation, it will absolutely be a great resource for you. And again, that can be downloaded from the website free of charge if you need a copy of it, an electronic copy of that book. We'd also encourage you to drop by and visit us at 124 South Main Street in Forestell, Missouri. We'll have Sunday morning services starting at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services, 3:45 prayer meeting, and then 4:30 afternoon worship services. And as our time comes to a close this morning, we'd like to thank you again for joining us, and we look forward to talking more next Sunday at 8 a.m. on the topic of God's creation of the world.